News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, I'm Meg with Pep Talk, and we have a panel of guests here this morning that I'm very excited about because I love Foo Foo Festival. So today we have with us Claire Stewart, who is the Director of Marketing for UWF's Historic Trust and the Pensacola Museum of Art. We also have Corey McKern, who's the Artistic Director for Pensacola Opera, and Lauren Anzaldo, who's going to tell us about she's the Night on the Tracks organizer, 309 Punk Project. So I'm very curious about that one. So first of all, let's just kind of kick things off with you, Claire. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in terms of the Historic Trust and Foo Foo Fest.
Sure. You might have seen that we have some starkly different looking trees down on Museum Plaza. They are bright blue now, and they are we're in participation with the Blue Trees, an environmental art installation with Australian artist Constantine Demopoulos. We have a couple of programming items going on in the next few days. On November 5th, we have sunset yoga under the blue trees, a blue cheese and blue trees wine and cheese reception.
Wait a second. Was that blue cheese?
Blue cheese and blue trees. A mouthful. A little bit of a mouthful. We'll also have bluegrass music. So okay. We're keeping in theme. Everybody's
Love
asked
that.
For a blue. But we are going to be enjoying a night with the artist who's going to talk to us about the installation. And for anybody concerned, the application is actually a water-based paint. It's a pigment that he's done this installation in 36 different cities.
Wow.
And it's environmentally safe for trees, for plants, people, waterways, everything. So we have all of our information about all those events at historicpensacola.org/bluetrees. And so you can find all the information about the artist himself and some FAQs about the project.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I love when they do these extra special things for
mm-hmm.
this event.
Very
and
fun.
It all started this weekend with the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. And it continues through the month, through November 11th, I believe,
mm-hmm.
right up to Veterans Day. So you're also here with the Pensacola Museum
yeah.
of Art.
Yes. So we are celebrating our 70th year in Pensacola as an art center. We've gone through a few iterations and a few different ownership groups, but we were under the University of West Florida. And so we are celebrating that by announcing it's our 70th year and our celebration of our collection. So we have a large, expansive collection, and that is all on view right now in the museum. And so we're going to have a couple different ways for the community to get involved. There's free admission to the PMA from now until the 10th. We also had a block party that had about 1,500 people join us.
Oh my gosh.
So it was a fun way, and people could come in and look at everything in the museum. We have a curator presentation on the 7th. That is for RSVP, so you can do that on the website. And then our big event is a gala on the 9th. And so it is $100 a ticket. It is like a fine art, fine dining event. We're going to have some announcements of some exciting items that are going to be added to our collection. And we're going to have a very nice collection catalog for sale.
Wow,
so
that sounds wonderful.
It's going to be a very fun night. Yeah.
Now, someone might be new to Pensacola. Where is the Museum of Art?
Yes, it is downtown on Jefferson Street. So Pensacola Museum of Art is part of the Historic Trust, which is a 9-acre museum site that includes Museum of Commerce, Museum of Industry, Museum of Art, Children's Museum, and they're right on the same site. You can walk and go see the art exhibition in the PMA and go to the Blue Trees all in two little blocks.
I love it. This sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's not all. Corey is here with the Pensacola Opera. I am so intrigued by what you all are presenting. So tell us a little bit about Carmen the Traveler.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. We're really excited about this project. It's Thursday, November 7th. We are going to be at Seville Square. Carmen is one of the most famous operas in the repertory. It takes place, of course, in Seville, Spain, hence us doing it at Seville. Little play on a theme there. But we have taken Carmen and condensed it and reorchestrated it. Joe Brent is our orchestrator, and he was attached to the Oklahoma that was on Broadway several years ago that used different instruments, guitar, accordion, banjo, fiddle, that kind of thing. And so we have reorchestrated Carmen in that style. Carmen, of course, is one of the most famous opera characters, and she is a gypsy, which is really a derogatory term for the Roma people. And the Roma people have a great history of street music, of collaboration in music. And so we're playing that version up for us. And so the cast will play instruments themselves.
Oh, that's so interesting.
We also have all of the orchestra that we have is from New York, and most of them are attached to Broadway shows. our violinist plays violin on tour with Post Malone and has done other things. So it's a really eccentric, excellent group of musicians. And this really came out of one woman's mind, a great singer named Caitlin McKechnie, who's a friend of ours. And we had for Foo Foo Fest last year at Songs Down South mentioned to me, hey, I have this idea for New Carmen. You want to hear about it? And I did. And we actually loved it. And so we produced a workshop in Brooklyn, New York in August. And so that was the world premiere of this version of the piece. And we're really excited to bring it here to Pensacola. You know, it's going to be about an hour and 15 minutes. There's an old saying in opera that life is short, but opera is long. and so Carmen, this version of Carmen, I think is just the right length and has a little bit of a newer, edgier factor to it. So we're really excited. And at Seville Quarter at 5:30, there's going to be Spanish wine and tapas, and then 7 o'clock is the performance.
So how does someone get tickets to come see it?
PensacolaOpera.com and get them quickly. They are selling out, so we're pretty close to selling out, and we're really excited about it.
And Carmen traditionally is one of the shorter operas, correct? Sort of, compared to some of the other.
Compared to some, yeah, but we've cut a decent amount out of it. But you know, it's essentially the greatest hits in a new package. So, but really well done.
Well, Caitlin was on the show last week. We were able to talk with her over the phone, and her extensive experience and what she brings to the table. But the creativity that's involved in this is so exciting to me because it's very unusual to take something that people are so familiar with and now present it in a new light. It's very exciting to me. And the fact that you all do that.
I was incredibly impressed with her in the workshop. You know, really, this is her baby. She and Joe came up with it. And as artists, you know, you really have to think outside the box, do different things. And she really willed this to happen. And I thought it was just such a great idea that we supported her.
Well, it's amazing, too. A lot of times people don't realize that Pensacola Opera brings in artists from all over the world, and especially from the United States. But to have this show that was workshopped in New York, which is the theater mecca of the world, is pretty exciting that we can actually bring that here to Pensacola. As you might notice, I am a big theater person, opera fan, and the arts. So I think it's amazing that you've been able to make this happen. And that is this going to be the second time it's actually been performed?
Yeah, that's right. So we did the workshop, and this will count as the actual first performance. But I laughed when we were in New York because a lot of the orchestra asked the music director. They're usually working on things that will go off Broadway and then maybe to Broadway. Mm-hmm. And so they said, where are we doing this? You know, once it's done with Pensacola, are we going to go to Broadway?
You never know. That's exciting. All right, so then one of the other ladies that is here this morning is Lauren Anzaldo with Night on the Tracks Organizer. Now, this I'm not familiar with, so tell me a little bit about this, Lauren. Yes, please.
So we say we're bringing the spectacle to the streets on November 10th, this coming Sunday, with Night on the Tracks. So this is a multi-venue event that really features a wide variety of offerings, from a film festival to a night market with artisans and artists and crafts. We have a sculpture installation that will be a part of that. We have a parade. We have live music going on. So there's multiple things that are happening on that day. It's kind of like a street festival, if you would think of that. And there's really something for everyone, from family with kids holding puppets and walking in the puppet parade. It's a totally non-motorized parade. It's all foot. Foot parade. We have circus performers and a puppet show that will take place during in the Market Square area of the event. So it's just kind of a little something for everyone. If you like film, if you like live music, if you like local artists and crafts.
So you are the organizer for all of this.
I've organized all of it. Yes,
so
ma'am.
The date, is it one day of the Foo Foo Fest?
It's one day. It's
what
about
date is
10
that?
Hours. It's this Sunday.
This
November
Sunday.
10th. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
And then tell me exactly where it is.
So it is in the Old East Hill neighborhood. So we are trying to kind of expand and outside of that downtown footprint, which is where a lot of the Foo Foo events happen. Not all of them, but where a lot of them happen. And if you're familiar, really the main landmark I always point out is either Grand Hotel, you know, Crown Plaza Hotel, or the Civic Center. I mean, we're pretty much in the shadow of the Civic Center right there. The railroad tracks run right along Wright Street, if you're familiar with that, just west of 9th Avenue.
All right. Well, we will be right back to hear more about Foo Foo Fest on Pep Talk.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Join Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. They'll be here to talk about their 35th birthday fundraising initiative, as well as the Holly Jolly Mall Walk coming up on December the 14th. There's also a need for bigs, as there are over 200 littles on their waiting list. Remember, it just takes a little to be a big. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Boat lovers, mark your calendars for the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, setting sail Saturday, November 9th from 10 till 4. Marine Max will be showcasing the best brands in boating with exclusive boat show pricing and special incentives only at this event. Fuel your day with delicious chef-curated eats, complimentary beverages, local vendors, and live raffles at noon and 1. Don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, Saturday, November 9th, 1901 Cypress Street, Pensacola.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. There's a little bit of Carmen for you this morning as we get ready for Foo Foo Fest. I'm very excited about all the events that are coming up. And so this morning on Pep Talk, I'm Meg, and with me this morning I have Claire Stewart, who is the Director of Marketing for UWF Historic Trust and the Pensacola Museum of Art. Also, Corey McKern, Artistic Director at Pensacola Opera, and Lauren Enzaldo, who's the organizer for the Night on the Tracks 309 Punk Projects. So we were just in the middle of talking about that when we started our break. So please elaborate a little more. I'm looking at this schedule of events, and I'm thinking, you have no life now if you are the organizer of all of this.
Just point me toward November 11th and we'll be
there. You go.
Again.
So
yes, ma'am.
This event is on the 10th.
It is on November 10th. So once I get through November, once I get through the 10th, I'll be having some time again. Really picking up on the thread of how Foo Foo Fest and the grants that are awarded allow us to really bring some world-class talent to Pensacola. We already have lots of homegrown local folks that are incredibly talented, but with this event, we're bringing a band that will probably not be known to your audience, but Show Me the Body. They're out of New York City. Major hardcore band, if people who like that type of music. We're tying in with Night Moves, which is a major, music festival that's also a part of Foo Foo Fest. So it's co-branded and co-advertised with them. So really there's folks coming into town to see some of those bands that are playing at Night Moves, and they're going to stay over and want to see this band as well. Show Me the Body is coming off of a European tour.
Wow.
Right before they come to Pensacola, and they would not be coming to our city. The closest they would be coming is like North Alabama, Birmingham area if they were not here for Foo Foo Fest.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, and like our sculpture exhibition is produced by two women, one out of Mobile and one out of San Francisco, California. So those,
really?
You know, so we're bringing really incredible talent here thanks to the support of FU, as well as highlighting really our local community and the arts and the culture that are already thriving here in Pensacola.
That's amazing. Well, now we've got the opera bringing people in. We have Pensacola Museum of Art celebrating 70 years, which is in and of itself and quite the accomplishment. And then with Night on the Tracks, you've got quite a schedule here. So you have the bands. What are some of the things going on during the daytime as well?
The night market is really kind of the heartbeat of the event. So at the night market, that, like I said, there'll be some local, we have about 30 vendors of local artists and vintage and that sort of thing. And then in that same space, there will be, like I said, circus performances, all human circus, with hoops and light demonstrations and aerials and things of that nature, as well as puppet shows. And they're in staggered times.
I've seen, it says acts of puppetry.
Acts of puppetry.
I love that. Is it very rare anymore that you get to see puppetry in action. So is this a local troupe or group?
It is a local troupe, and it's actually really, we're very collaborative in our approach. So this group performed at the block party that was held at the PMA. The PMA actually approached us and asked if we had anything to add to that, because coincidentally, 309 Punk Project has the bottom floor of the Pensacola Museum of Art right now with our annual exhibition of the artists that we bring. So we bring artists from all over the world to live and work here in Pensacola as part of our artist in residence program. That's, you know, separate from FU, so not necessarily the focus today, but it's really collaborative. We tie in with so many of the other arts and culture organizations right here in Pensacola.
Well, that's what I love about Pensacola. It's definitely an artistic, supportive town. There's so many different things, and the opera is here this morning. And so tell me a little bit now, Claire, again, for someone that may have just joined us, we are talking about FU Festival, which started this weekend with the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival and continues through November 11th. So tell us again a little bit about what's happening with the Historic Trust and the Museum of Art.
Sure. We have two landmark events that are part of FU, and that is, first, our Blue Trees environmental installation with Australian artist Constantine Demopoulos, and then and that's with the Historic Trust. And then we also have our 70th anniversary programming for the Pensacola Museum of Art. With the Blue Trees, there are quite a few program opportunities. We actually, for the past 3 days, have had community application days where community members have been painting on the trees. We have sunset yoga on November 5th. November 6th is the Blue Trees and Blue Cheese Wine and Cheese Reception with bluegrass music. And then November 7th is a nature painting with indigo. That is going to be a very cool art activity that you can sign up for. And then on November 8th, we have an environmental arts market. So we're inviting a lot of local vendors that are kind of environmentally conscious, using materials that are environmentally based.
So where are the Blue Trees?
So they are along Museum Plaza and Zaragoza Street.
Okay.
So if you know where the historic Pensacola Village is, it is down that way, down Museum Plaza, all the way towards the block where the Pensacola Museum of Art is on.
Very good.
Yeah, it looks very cool, and I encourage everybody just to drive by if you can't walk down there, but it's very fun.
So if you want to have the tickets for Blue Cheese and Blue Trees, where do they go to get that information?
Mm-hmm. All of the programming that I mentioned, you can go to historicpensacola.org/bluetrees. And then any of the programming for the Pensacola Museum of Art that includes a curator presentation on the 7th and the gala that is on the 9th, all of those can be purchased through pensacolamuseum.org.
You're listening
to Pep Talk. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. This is Meg with Pep Talk. Informative, local, dependable. I'm going to hear with special guests. We have our friends from the Pensacola Opera. We have Corey here, who is the artistic director. We've got Claire Stewart with the director of marketing for the UWF Historic Trust and the Pensacola Museum of Art. And Lauren and Zaldo with the Night of the Tracks organizer for 309 Punk Project, all part of Foo Foo Festival, which kicked off this weekend. So let's talk a little bit. You wanted to say a couple more things, Lauren, I believe, about the Night on the Tracks?
Just that we have an amazing schedule, and you can find all of that information with the locations at 309punkproject.org. Those are the numbers, 309, or on the Foo Foo Fest website.
Very good. And I know that we have the opera is having a special event for Carmen. How can people get tickets for that and find out more about what you're doing with Foo Foo Fest?
Yeah, so PensacolaOpera.com, you can get tickets. And I just want to say how fortunate we are to have Foo Foo Fest in our community. It really, you know, you talked about bringing in outside artists. Foo Foo Fest makes a lot of this possible. And for our town that supports the arts so well, it's so great to have this amazing festival. So go to foofoofest.com, take a look at all the events. I'm going to try to get it to as many as possible in between directing this show, but I just want to thank them.
That sounds wonderful. And if they want the tickets for Carmen,
PensacolaOpera.com, and hurry up. They're going fast.
Okay. And then also, I love this, Blue Cheese and Blue Trees event.
Mm-hmm. Tell us. Wine and Cheese Reception. It will be on Museum Plaza, pending a clear forecast that day. If not, it will be moved into the Museum of Commerce. But if you want tickets for that, it is historicpensacola.org/bluetrees. Those are $50 tickets. And heavy hors d'oeuvres, bluegrass music, all wearing all blue. It'll be a fun festive event. And then the big event on for our Pensacola Museum of Art's 70th Anniversary Gala. The tickets for that can be found at pensacolamuseum.org/gala. And those are $100 a ticket.
It's going to be well worth it.
Yes,
no
yes.
question in my mind about that. And yeah. Congratulations on the 70 years. That's
Thank
fantastic.
You. Yeah, we invite everybody to come see our full collection as well as the 309 visiting artists as well.
So also, Lauren, tell us a little bit more about what people can do if they want to come to your event.
Yeah,
and how they can get information.
All of our features are free aside from the show at the end of the night at the Handlebar, and those tickets are available at thehandlebar850.com or there's links off of the Foo Foo Fest website. But otherwise, everything is free. Come out with your family, walk in the parade, go see Kevin Kinney, a Driving and Crying, playing outdoors on the beautiful stage over at the community garden. You know, check it all out. It's a community event.
Well, thank you all for being here this morning celebrating Foo Foo Fest with Pep Talk on 92.3 FM.